这是2006年普通高等学校招生全国统一考试英语科听力部分。该部分分为听独白或对话、听取信息两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到客观题答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club, can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kind of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes, every day except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages. You know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay. Well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。现在开始答题。第一节，听独白或对话。听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读2遍。听第一段对话，回答第一至第三题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Tom, will you meet me in the park?
Okay, where? By the entrance?
No, by the lake. You know the place where there are many people boating?
Sorry, I don't. And the park is too far away. How about meeting at the nearby restaurant?
No problem. Shall I ask for a table first?
That may be good, but I don't think the restaurant will be crowded today, so you may just wait outside.
What time are we meeting?
At 7 o'clock. Will that be okay for you?
Look, Tom, I have to finish washing the dishes now. That'll take me about 30 minutes.
Then perhaps we may meet at 7:30.
Yes, that's all right. See you then.
See you later. Bye, Jane.
Tom, will you meet me in the park?
Okay. Where? By the entrance?
No, by the lake. You know the place where there are many people boating?
Sorry, I don't. And the park is too far away. How about meeting at the nearby restaurant?
No problem. Shall I ask for a table first?
That may be good, but I don't think the restaurant will be crowded today, so you may just wait outside.
What time are we meeting?
At 7 o'clock. Will that be okay for you?
Look, Tom, I have to finish washing the dishes now. That'll take me about half an hour.
Then perhaps we may meet at 7:30.
Yes, that's all right. See you then.
See you later. Bye, Jane.
第二段对话，回答第四至第六题。现在，您有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hi, my name's John.
Hi, I'm Peter. Welcome, we're roommates now.
Have you just arrived?
I got here last week. I stayed in the hotel before moving over here.
I just arrived. What's the room like?
It's okay, not perfect. But for the students it's not bad, I think.
Why? What's the matter with it?
Well, the air conditioning doesn't always work. It was terribly hot yesterday. And the breakfast is very early in the morning. Today I overslept and missed it completely.
You overslept? Why was that?
You'll see. There are two more boys in this room. They got so excited that they kept talking until after midnight last night. I couldn't fall asleep even after 1 o'clock.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know what we can do about the breakfast or the roommate, but why don't you ask the university to fix the air conditioning?
Yes, what a good idea. Why didn't I think of that before?
Hi.My name's John.
Hi, I'm Peter. Welcome, we're roommates now.
Have you just arrived?
I got here last week. I stayed in the hotel before moving over here.
I just arrived. What's the room like?
It's okay, not perfect. But for the students it's not bad, I think.
Why? What's the matter with it?
Well, the air conditioning doesn't always work. It was terribly hot yesterday. And the breakfast is very early in the morning. Today I overslept and missed it completely.
You overslept? Why was that?
You'll see. There are two more boys in this room. They got so excited that they kept talking until after midnight last night. I couldn't fall asleep even after 1 o'clock.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know what we can do about the breakfast or the roommate, but why don't you ask the university to fix the air conditioning?
Yes, what a good idea. Why didn't I think of that before?
听第三段独白，回答第七至第九题。现在，您有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hello, I am David Lee from America. I am 16 years old and I go to Wilson High School in a small town. I am really interested in science, but I find math and especially English a bit hard. I'm good at running and I've run for the school team in the 800 meters. My dad sells farm machinery. We live in the countryside, about 4 miles from school, so the school bus picks me up every morning.My uncle has a farm, and I spend most of my free time helping out there. He's got 50 cows, and I like to help him with them. I hope to do the milking every Sunday, and sometimes I have to clean the cowshed. It's hard work, but it's good to see everything looking clean. I painted the house white last summer. I'm good at painting. My uncle has a tractor, and he says I can drive it when I graduate from high school. I'm looking forward to it. On Mondays, I go to the Young Farmers Group, which I've belonged to since I was 10. It's mostly fun, but we also learn things, like how to look after animals properly. Of course, I want to work in the countryside when I leave school. I wouldn't like to live in a city and sit in an office all day. My father thinks I should work in his business, but I want to be like my uncle and have my own farm one day. My mother says I'll have to go to college first, so I'm going to work hard to pass all my exams. Hello, I am David Lee from America. I am 16 years old and I go to Wilson High School in a small town. I am really interested in science, but I find math and especially English a bit hard. I'm good at running and I've run for the school team in the 800 meters. My dad sells farm machinery. We live in the countryside, about 4 miles from school, so the school bus picks me up every morning. My uncle has a farm, and I spend most of my free time helping out there. He's got 50 cows, and I like to help him with them. I help to do the milking every Sunday, and sometimes I have to clean the cowshed. It's hard work, but it's good to see everything looking clean. I painted the house white last summer. I'm good at painting. My uncle has a tractor, and he says I can drive it when I graduate from high school. I'm looking forward to it. On Mondays, I go to the Young Farmers Group, which I've belonged to since I was 10. It's mostly fun, but we also learn things, like how to look after animals properly. Of course, I want to work in the countryside when I leave school. I wouldn't like to live in a city and sit in an office all day. My father thinks I should work in his business, but I want to be like my uncle and have my own farm one day. My mother says I'll have to go to college first, so I'm going to work hard to pass all my exams.
Listen to the fourth 回答第十至第十二题。现在，您有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Excuse me, madam.
Yes?
I wonder whether you'd help us. We're doing a study on smokers' habits. Would you mind answering some questions?
Well, I'm in a bit of a hurry, actually.
It'll only take a few minutes. We'd very much appreciate your help.
Well, all right. I can spare that, I suppose.
Thank you. You are a smoker, of course?
Yes, I'm afraid I am. My husband is too. As you can see, I've just bought some cigarettes for the week.
Would you describe yourself as being a heavy smoker?
Heavy? No. I wouldn't call 3 packets of 20 a week heavy smoking. That's not even 10 a day. No, a light smoker.
When and why, if that's not asking too much, did you begin to smoke? Can you remember?
I remember very well. I must have been 17 when I had my first cigarette. It was at a party, and, you know, at that age you want to do everything your friends do. So when my boyfriend offered me a cigarette, I accepted it.
Might I ask if you have ever tried to give up smoking?
Yes, twice. The first time, about 6 months before getting married. But I only succeeded in cutting down.
And the second time?
Oh, the second time, I managed to give up completely for a while, but I took it up again after the baby was born.
Excuse me, madam?
Yes?
I wonder whether you'd help us. We're doing a study on smokers' habits.Would you mind answering some questions?
Well, I'm in a bit of a hurry, actually.
It'll only take a few minutes. We'd very much appreciate your help.
Well, all right. I can spare that, I suppose.
Thank you. You are a smoker, of course?
Yes, I'm afraid I am. My husband is too. As you can see, I've just bought some cigarettes for the week.
Would you describe yourself as being a heavy smoker?
Heavy? No.I wouldn't call 3 packets of 20 a week heavy smoking. That's not even 10 a day. No, a light smoker.
When and why,
If that's not asking too much, did you begin to smoke? Can you remember?
I remember very well. I must have been 17 when I had my first cigarette. It was at a party, and, you know, at that age you want to do everything your friends do. So when my boyfriend offered me a cigarette, I accepted it.
Might I ask if you have ever tried to give up smoking?
Yes, twice. The first time, about 6 months before getting married. But I only succeeded in cutting down.
And the second time?
Oh, the second time, I managed to give up completely for a while, but I took it up again after the baby was born.
听第五段独白，回答第13至第15题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our school. We hope you enjoy your summer course here with us for the month of July, and I know some of you are going to stay here for 2 courses until the end of August. I hope this gives you plenty of time to explore the surrounding countryside and visit the many typical English country pubs we are lucky to have in this area. For those of you who are here for 1 course, come to us for advice on which are the best places to visit. Well, before you go on your sightseeing tour of the area, I would just like to say a few things about the school. It has been open now for 20 years, and during that time, thousands of students have passed through our hands. I myself came here 5 years ago, but Mr. Franklin over there has been here since the beginning. So if any of you choose to do project work on the history of the school, he's the man to talk to. The main building of the school consists of 14 classrooms, a small study centre, and a computer room which has proved to be very popular. The teacher's room is on the first floor and is open to you at all times, as is my office which is next to it. The building opens at 9 o'clock in the morning, so you have time to do the homework in the study centre before classes begin, if you were out late the night before. The building also stays open until 6 in the evening, so you are welcome to use any of the equipment in it after classes finish at 4 o'clock. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our school. We hope you enjoy your summer course here with us for the month of July, and I know some of you are going to stay here for 2 courses until the end of August. I hope this gives you plenty of time to explore the surrounding countryside and visit the many typical English country pubs we are lucky to have in this area. For those of you who are here for 1 course, come to us for advice on which are the best places to visit. Well, before you go on your sightseeing tour of the area, I would just like to say a few things about the school. It has been open now for 20 years, and during that time, thousands of students have passed through our hands. I myself came here 5 years ago, but Mr. Franklin over there has been here since the beginning. So if any of you choose to do project work on the history of the school, he's the man to talk to. The main building of the school consists of 14 classrooms, a small study centre, and a computer room which has proved to be very popular. The teacher's room is on the first floor and is open to you at all times, as is my office, which is next to it. The building opens at 9 o'clock in the morning, so you have time to do the homework in the study centre before classes begin, if you were out late the night before. The building also stays open until 6 in the evening, so you are welcome to use any of the equipment in it after classes finish at 4 o'clock.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听取信息。听下面一段对话，请根据题目要求，从所听到的内容中获取必要的信息，填入答题卡标号为16至20的空格中。听录音前，你将有10秒钟的阅题时间，录音读两遍，你将有80秒钟的作答时间。
Sunshine Travel Agency here. Can I help you?
Yes, please. This is John Smith speaking. I'm planning to fly to London next month. What's the price of a flight at the moment?
Well, that depends. Do you want to fly first or economy class? When will you be going? Would you like a one-way or return ticket?
Well, I'm going to visit my parents there, and I'd probably stay for a week or so.Just the flight. Economy class, I suppose.
And when is it you'd like to leave?
On Friday, the 9th of June.
Then I can get your return tickets. That's on China Airline, and it'll cost renminbi 5,600.
What would it be if I flew the Pacific Airline?
Now let's see. That's less than 10 days' time. Okay, it's only slightly more.Renminbi 5,900, in fact.
Well, I'll have to think about...
Well, there is one thing with the Pacific Airlines flight. The time might be more convenient for you because it leaves rather late in the morning at 11:40. That's flight CP432.
And the other one? When's that?
That's much earlier, at 7:40. That means you're in London in the morning...Whereas the Pacific Airlines flight lands at about noon local time.
I'll have to think about that. What about the return flight? Could you tell me...
Sunshine Travel Agency here. Can I help you?
Yes, please. This is John Smith speaking. I'm planning to fly to London next month. What's the price of a flight at the moment?
Well, that depends. Do you want to fly first or economy class? When will you be going? Would you like a one-way or return ticket?
Well, I'm going to visit my parents there, and I'd probably stay for a week or so.Just the flight. Economy class, I suppose.
And when is it you'd like to leave?
On Friday, the 9th of June.
Then I can get your return tickets. That's on China Airline, and it'll cost renminbi 5,600.
What would it be if I flew the Pacific Airline?
Now let's see. That's less than 10 days' time. Okay, it's only slightly more.Renminbi 5,900, in fact.
Well, I'll have to think about...
Well, there is one thing with the Pacific Airlines flight. The time might be more convenient for you because it leaves rather late in the morning at 11:40. That's flight CP432.
And the other one? When's that?
That's much earlier, at 7:40. That means you're in London in the morning...Whereas the Pacific Airlines flight lands at about noon local time.
I'll have to think about that. What about the return flight? Could you tell me...